Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Jarvis Smith, and you are listening to Candle of Knowledge.
Be the recap episode that I wanted to do, just to kind of explaining the concept behind Candle of Knowledge Volume 3. I normally would do these, you know, when I would release episodes on a bi-weekly basis for Volume 2 or on a monthly basis during Volume 1, but of course, as you noticed, that Volume 3 was released all at once, so this time around, I did the My Candle, My Story, you know, a little bit after Volume 3 was released, just to kind of give it some time to set in before I kind of add some more context to what I was thinking. One of the big things about Volume 3 as a whole this time around was I was really inspired by lo-fi music. So for people who've been listening to Candle of Knowledge since, you know, the first volume and the bonus episodes of Volume 2, you notice how I utilized music, and music was, you know, something that played a role in it. In particular, Volume 1, the music was really about my songs in particular, and the memories and all of how they related to my personal stories. That was the initial concept of Volume 1, and then the bonus episodes kind of continued that thread as well, but also I was experimenting with just kind of adding songs that kind of fit the vibe of the song that I was going for, so I can kind of talk about more topics. And then Volume 2, I really took that idea from the bonus episodes and expanded upon it even more so, where the episode doesn't necessarily relate to the song, but the song is just there to kind of, you know, add flair to the transitions and the thoughts that I was having for that particular episode and that topic of that episode. And Volume 3 this time around, it really is about experimenting and really engraving the music intertwined with the actual, well, my actual speaking vocals, but on purposely this time around, I really went with a very lo-fi sound that sounded very, very, you know, distorted, or very, you know, I guess the vocals weren't clean when you actually heard the speaking parts of me speaking and telling the stories or sharing the stories that I was sharing for the episodes. And again, it really started with, you know, me listening to a lot of lo-fi music, and that's one of the main things that I would do on YouTube, you know, during this time, you know, and I've been doing this for quite some time, way before quarantine and stuff like that, you know, but I've been doing that, and it's just been really inspired. And one of the things that caught my attention was when I would go to like YouTube, for instance, and listen to the different lo-fi channels, I would come across, you know, some of these channels that would have like vocal samples in them. So they will be like maybe like a TV episode layered with someone's beat, and it will be like, you know, episode of like Boy Meets World or something like that, and the lead character, you know, Corey, speaking to like the other character, Topanga, and like there will be like a little vocal part in there, and it just sounded so cool to me, and I always liked that. And there'll be some other type of like old vocals from like a speech or something like that intertwined with a person's beat, and I always felt that was really cool, and I wanted to do something like that where I was able to take my speaking parts and kind of layer it with some music underneath it. So I know that a lot of people who make podcasts, you know, that's not maybe the standard to do or whatever, but to me it was more of a creative decision to kind of add flair to the stories, to kind of add more context, because, you know, the entire concept of Candle Knowledge is built on nostalgia, built on my nostalgia for my family, for my memories of growing up back home and the memories I had with my mother and my father. So to kind of even add had more flair to it, that's where I kind of got that inspiration from. And really being inspired by lo-fi music. And I wanted to sound like a very, like, you're coming across like, if I can give it the best description I can give, it's like you're coming across like an old cassette tape, or like, or to kind of bring it forward to what I talked about on the on Volume 2 when I talked about, you know, Visions for the Capital Wasteland, when I talked about the video game Fallout. Well, that game had these things called holotapes, and not to get too crazy about this stuff, but these holotapes were like these basically voice recorded recordings of these people's experiences throughout the wasteland or whatever, and they always sounded rugged, rough, and dirty and distorted or whatever. The audio wasn't really clean, and I wanted it to sound something like that, but then I wanted to layer it with the music to kind of give even more flair to it. Again, it's very artistic, and at least for me, it was about more of like an artistic expression, a more of a creative way to kind of do some storytelling with it and just kind of experiment a little bit more. So what I would do is, you know, kind of take that approach. I added some distortion to my vocals to kind of make it sound dirty and rough and rugged. And at the same time, with the lo-fi music already sounding kind of like rough and rugged already, you know, with the sounds that I was using, it kind of added that flair. So that's the concept behind that. And that's the main reason why I went in that direction, you know, on purpose, you know, purposely making it sound very distorted, because I just wanted to kind of make it feel like a very, like an antique, like someone came across like some old demos or some type of old recordings or some type of secret recordings or something like that. That's what I feel like Candle of Knowledge feels like a lot of the times. If I could kind of put together like a mood board or some type of inspiration, or had to kind of sum up some of the ideas that I have, I do feel like Candle of Knowledge is like this, you know, hidden tapes that you find buried underneath the ground, you know, 200 years later after a civilization has been through some type of major change, right? And you come across these stories, and I feel like that's kind of what Candle of Knowledge is. So I wanted to do something that reflected that and had that flair to it a little bit. So that's kind of the concept of the lo-fi music and where I wanted to go with it, and the experimentation with just the sound of it. And I talked about that in the teaser too, for people who listen to the teaser of Volume 3. I talked about that, just me kind of understanding or trying to spend some more time learning about mixing and mastering, and just like kind of how to play around with the sound. I'm definitely not an expert at it. I'm still not an expert at it. But my thing is, I just want to take some more time just to kind of play around with the actual design of the sound on my podcast, and not just, you know, record it and kind of do my usual mixing stuff that I will normally do, or my normally editing stuff to kind of bring out the sound and, you know, kill out the background noises, whatever. But no, I want to kind of play around with the sound, experiment more, because again, this is more of a creative artistic project to me, and I just want to kind of have a different approach with it for Volume 3, to literally make Volume 3 sound different than Volume 2 and the bonus episodes and Volume 1 for that matter. And, you know, to go along with that too, you know, it also started when I recorded the very first episode of Volume 3, which was Christopher Wendelin's episode, which is Light the Candle of Knowledge. When I recorded his episode, we had a conversation back in May, and we did it over FaceTime. And one of the things about the FaceTime audio is already sounding digitized, and it sounds rough and rugged already. So I know when I had gotten that, that's initially where the ideas came from too, where I was like, okay, let's not hide it. Let's not be ashamed of it. Let's embrace that and start experimenting. This is also where the lo-fi idea came from too, because I was like, cool, this sounds like some of the lo-fi stuff I was thinking about. So how can I enhance this? Well, let me get the guitars and let me experiment with that too, so I can kind of enhance it and kind of add flair to it. Again, it's just another creative decision to kind of add more, to kind of give it that lo-fi feel. And once I did Chris's episode, that's when I was like, okay, this is the sound that I want to have for the entire series. So that's why I ended up doing what I was doing with that one, because, you know, I liked the way that it felt on that one. I had the music set to where I feel like I feel like, yes, you're listening to the music, but I don't feel like it takes away from the story. It helps give the story some flair. And again, it's just one of those creative artistic things that I wanted to do, to experiment with. And, you know, I feel like I'll do it when it feels necessary for the story that I want to tell, or the feeling that I want to add. I just know going into Volume 3 of Candle of Knowledge, I wanted to do a lo-fi sounding podcast that had like this very old antique type of feel to it, where you're coming across something that's just been like dug up from the ground. So just kind of give it that sound. And, you know, overall, you know, I think that also experimenting with how the series was released. I mean, this is the first time ever I released all the episodes out together, with the exception of, you know, Light the Candle of Knowledge. And the reason being is because I knew that, you know, during this quarantine, people have a lot more time on their hands. So, you know, instead of trying to do a week to week release that I would do, or a bi-weekly release for that matter. I want to release everything all at once and then make the episodes 10 minutes. You know, that gives people time to absorb it. I realize that, you know, a lot of my stories are already out there. So, but for first-time listeners or for people who have been following for a while, you kind of get a different flair. You get a different side of the story, but you don't have to spend, you know, necessarily, you know, a long time with it. And I think for Chris Wendland's episode, Light the Candle of Knowledge, you know, that story's been a long time coming. So I just felt like I didn't want to split it up and into different sections, but one way to kind of give it a different feel. That's why the music changes, you know, four different times throughout that episode to kind of give each one its own flair. So if you're listening to it and you want to take a break, you kind of know where to stop at if you wanted to stop or something like that. So that's just one idea. Volume 3 definitely is a lot shorter. It's a lot more faster. But again, you know, I think that when you look at the totality of the entire series, it's roughly, what, 20, including this one now, 24 episodes of full content to listen to. But I'm not including the teasers or preview episodes or nothing like that. 24 episodes of actual content when you don't include those. So, you know, it just gives people who are diving into this plenty of time to kind of catch up or to binge listen or whatever. So, you know, this is definitely, and for the people who have been listening to it from the beginning, you know, just kind of give you more sprinkles of more stories and personal experiences to share and everything like that. So again, I like the experimentation with this format, and I guess that's the best thing to kind of take away from Volume 3 for me, is that this is all about experimenting and playing with the idea of how to evolve the podcast and how to kind of add more flair to my journey and to my personal stories that I'm telling on this series. And now currently what I'm doing with the podcast right now is I'm actually in development for some other stuff as well. I'm working with some other ideas for the series too. So is there going to be more stuff coming for this year? I'm not sure, to be honest. Maybe there will be. And probably what I might do is maybe I might do some updates in between. I think that was the first time ever I did like one update episode. That was the first time ever. You know, I probably will do some more stuff like that in between if there's just been some moments where you don't see any episodes or hear anything from me. The number one place though to kind of stay on top of things for me is candleofknowledge.com. That's candleofknowledge.com. I say it all the time in the outro of it, but definitely go check that out one, because keeping that website, you know, going and stuff like that, and you'll be able to find the different social media handles on Instagram, Twitter from there. So definitely if you want to follow what's happening with the podcast, go from there. But again, you know, it's so crazy. You know, I remember when I first did Volume 1, I was like, okay, this is it. I'm not going to do anything else. But I didn't realize, you know, how much I wanted to say and how I was going to evolve the series too, because again, it was so rooted in like, you know, like it's only going to be about these songs and each song has to relate to the story and everything like that. So I didn't want to make up anything. I wasn't going to lie about my experiences. So I was only going to tell stories that are truthful to the songs. But I think once I kind of began to look at the music as something that's more, you know, enhancing the episodes or more in the background and that are not necessarily the episode, I think that helped out a lot. And then kind of just kind of diving deeper into some things that I wanted to share and just also getting feedback and insight and from people from my neighborhood, my actual friends and my actual family, you know, that helps out a lot in how that affects them and what they're listening to and experiencing too. So it's amazing to kind of see that. And, you know, I don't have a big audience, but I like the people who do check this out and everyone who's been supporting this has been truly amazing. I can't thank y'all enough. And I'm going to keep, you know, working on this and keep developing this. And there's definitely some things that I'm quietly working on, you know, and that they will take time to come to fruition, of course. But, you know, I have some ideas with the series of where I wanted to go down the line as far as some bigger ideas. And will there be like a volume 4 of Candle Knowledge? I definitely feel like there will be a volume 4. And I have some ideas for that one too. And there'll also be like some other type of like maybe bonus content that will come out. Will it all happen this year? I'm not sure. I'll see how things are, but definitely down the line there'll be some more content. So again, I can't thank everyone enough who's been checking out Candle Knowledge all the way from volume 1 and who's been listening all the way through. And definitely, you know, for people who are just joining right now, thank y'all so much for just checking out this, and I highly encourage that y'all go back and listen to the other episodes and share any feedback or any insights that you have about the podcast. You know, for sure, definitely I'm available. Just reach out to me through candleofknowledge.com. You'll be able to find, you know, contact information from there. And again too, you know, if you do like what you hear and you want to support me as a creator, I'm using the Acast supporter feature that they have built into to that RSS feed platform, and that just allows you to contribute. I believe the minimum is $3, and they set that minimum. I wish I could set it lower, but that's just their protocol. So, you know, you contribute a one-time payment to that one, and you know, if you want to do that, definitely there's information right in the show notes of this episode and also on candleofknowledge.com. You can find that information information there too about how to support the podcast. But other than that, thank y'all so much for checking out the series, and definitely there'll be a lot more to come. Please stay tuned, and I appreciate everyone who's just been with me during this journey.
Candle and Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC. And if you want more information about the podcast, please visit CandleandKnowledge.com. That's CandleandKnowledge.com. Also, if you like what you heard and you want to support the podcast, I'm using Acast Supporter. This is a feature that will allow you to contribute a small amount of money towards me, the creator, to create more content and more episodes down the line for the podcast series. In the show notes of this episode is a direct link to my Acast Supporter page, which will give you more information on how to do so. All right, thanks for listening, and I hope you subscribe and share with someone you appreciate. Take care.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.